Well, as we continue to look at Mark chapter 4, we'll see that Jesus is yet again speaking in parables. But the difference this time is he's not speaking to a great crowd of people following him. This time he's only talking to a small group of people, the disciples and those people who were with the disciples. It was more than the 12 who followed him around. We get that from verse 10. They just asked him about the parable that he spoke, as he explained the parable of the sower and the seeds. And if you remember the sower and the seeds represented the word of God. And the final seed we read that fell on the good soil and it produced a good grain. In other words, it represented a fruitful Christian, a person who is growing, who is maturing in their faith, they producing good fruit. A person who hears the word of God, who accepts the word of God, and who does the word of God. And now he tells them this parable to explain to them what this fruitful person is like, or what is expected of them. And you'll notice that in the parables that Jesus speaks, he uses very earthly items, things that the people will be able to understand. In this next one, he uses a lamp, he uses a bowl or a basket, would translate it probably a bit better, a bed, and a lampstand to explain the truths to his close followers. Now remember, this has taken place, well, this parable is spoken directly after when he speaks, or when he explains the parable of the sower and the seed. So it's important for us to keep that in mind because they are all sort of linked together in one way, shape or form. So let's read the parable together. Jesus said, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed and not on a stand? For nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." Now this small parable is a question with a very obvious answer. In fact, Jesus gives us the answer to it as he speaks the parable. Is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or a bowl, we have in some translations, or under a bed? And obviously the answer is, well, no. That's kind of, it's a pointless thing to do. It's that easy for us to understand. It's that easy for the disciples to understand what Jesus is getting at. Now, a lamp back then would be a small clay dish with oil in it, with a wick in the middle. And it was an item that was used every single day. So it was very familiar for the disciples to know what Jesus is talking about and to see how obvious it is that you don't put it under a bed, you don't put it under a basket or under a bowl, something to hide it. So Jesus gives them the answer to it, which again is very obvious. He says, no, not on a stand. And that's exactly right. That's where it should be placed. That's why Jesus says it. On a stand. See, I don't know if you've ever gone on a bushwalk, and if you've ever gone on a bushwalk in the evening, which is even more exciting. But when I was young, we used to do it, and one of my brothers or my sister, they would hold the torch. And for some reason, whoever holds the torch in the evening does a dreadful job at it, because they never let the light shine in front of anybody else. It's always just for themselves. But if they stood back and they sort of shone it for everybody to see, it would be far more helpful and far more useful. And the same is with the lamp. You don't just put a lamp down on the floor. You don't put it in the corner of the room. You place it on a stand where everybody can benefit from the light that it is shining. Now, the lamp here has been explained to mean a number of different things in this parable. So parables can have a number of ways of applying things to our lives. There's only one point that Jesus wants to get across, but we can apply that in many, many ways. So different scholars will explain this parable in different ways. Some have said that the lamp, the light, is the word of God. Which is true. There are verses to definitely say that. There are other verses as well to help us see that the lamp could be, or the lamp and the light is revealing truth, revealing things that God is telling to his people. But most consistently, we can see from a number of scholars and from other Bible verses, which we'll also look at, the lamp can represent us as Christians or the disciples. And that's the way we're going to be looking at it today. It's not the only way we can apply it, but that's the way we're going to apply it today to help us understand a bit more what Jesus expects from us and what he said and expected from his disciples. Now, again, remember, it came directly after the parable of the sower and the seeds. The final seed fell on good soil, meaning they were Christians that produced a crop. Now, we see they are described as a lamp. And what is a lamp meant to do? Well, Jesus asked the question, is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed and not on a stand? The purpose of lighting the lamp in the first place is so it can shine forth. It can be the light in the darkness. It can reveal what is in the darkness. It can help people see who are in darkness. And this lamp would not benefit anyone if they kept it under the basket or put it under a bed. It only works if it is placed where it should be, on the stand, on the lampstand. So how does the lamp represent the disciples or us today? Well, let me ask you a question. What happens when we become Christians? Well, we are saved. We know that. We have our eyes open to God. We believe that God is real. We believe that sin is real. We believe that the wrath of God is real. His judgment is real. And we need a Savior. We also are sealed with the Holy Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit comes and He lives in us. And He stays with us. And because of that change, we are not the same as what we used to be. There is a difference in us once we become Christians. We are no longer the same as what we used to be. Paul says we are no longer people who are in darkness. He says in Ephesians 5, verse 8 and 9, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. You see that? Paul says you were once darkness. Not you lived in darkness, you were darkness. But now you are light in the Lord. If we are, and the disciples are lamps, then we were created to do something. We were created to shine light into darkness, to shine forth the light of truth, to hold the light when we are in the darkest of places. Or when you're with a friend, as I have been, where he had to say goodbye to his wife when she died of cancer, and I just watched him weep and weep and weep. We are to shine light into times of great darkness, to help those who are struggling, to help those who are suffering, to help those who are going through all kinds of troubles. When people are mocking and laughing at Christianity, or when they are standing up for something that is so wrong and so sinful, we are to be the light in those situations. We are to be that lamp that has been lit, shining light into this fallen world. We're not just lamps. If we are Christians, we are lamps that have been lit. Lamps that are shining light, revealing light, revealing truth in darkness. There's a huge difference between a lamp. There's a huge difference between a lamp that has been lit and placed under a basket or under a bed. And there's a huge difference between a lamp that has been lit and is placed on a stand. That's what we're supposed to be. The lamps that are shining light. There's a huge difference between us and the world around us. We are to shine the light on them, reveal to them the darkness. I was once driving down the highway and I was on going over a bridge, and on the side handrail sort of thing, whatever it is, you'd call it on the bridge, there were all these pigeons just sitting there. But the reason they stood out to me was it's because there's probably about five or six pigeons on one side and five or six pigeons on the other side, and smack bang in the middle was this white pigeon. I'm assuming it was a pigeon or a dove, whatever. But it was pure white. And it stood out compared to the rest of the ones around it, because it looks so different. That's how we are supposed to be. We are supposed to look different. We are supposed to stand out. We are supposed to shine, be shining lights in this world. We do not, as Christians, hear the word of God, see the glory of God, and then go home and hide ourselves under a basket or under our bed. That'd just be weird. The seed that fell on the good soil that Jesus explained earlier, it produced a crop. It was fruitful. The Christian was fruitful. If we hide ourselves, if we pull away from the world around us, we are not living how Jesus told us to live. Because in Matthew 5, he said, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people," which is just like as we read in Mark, "light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to the whole house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Jesus is saying to his disciples, those who were the true believers. Remember, it wasn't to the great crowd of people he speaks. This is only to the small group of followers, the people who loved him, who knew more of whom he was. He's saying, "You are the lamps." He's saying, "You know the truth. You believe in me. You have faith in me." And remember that this is when Jesus first begins to say this, saying, "If anybody has ears to hear, let them hear." This is the second time that he says this. The first was in verse 9. He elaborates in verse 12. He's saying to his disciples, those close followers, "You are the ones who have the ears to hear. If you are a Christian, you have ears to hear, ears to accept, to understand this. You know that this is true. You know that what Jesus is saying is truth. If this is the case, you are a lamp. If you believe what he says, you are a lamp that has been lit and you are to shine. You are to shine light on the path for others. Be the light in darkness. Be the lamp for those who are in darkness, those who are struggling. Because you are no longer living in darkness yourself. There is a difference. The parable before about the sower and the seeds, Jesus says that we are to be growing and to be fruitful. This time he's saying, if you've heard the word, if you've accepted the word, now you are to be shining forth. You are to be a light. You are to be a beacon of hope. Has anybody visited a lighthouse? I remember I used to always want to go to the lighthouse. I thought it'd be fantastic. And when I did go, it wasn't really that spectacular. It was more the view that it was looking at. It was spectacular. But a lighthouse works the very best in one situation. In the harshest of weather, in the darkest of nights, the lighthouse stands out the most. Just as we are. When we come across all these sorts of troubles and trials and the horrors in this world, do we just hide ourselves away under a bed or under a basket? No, we're not supposed to. We stand as a beacon of light and of truth and of hope of the gospel of Christ Jesus. That's what we're supposed to do. In the worst of situations, we shine light to help prevent disaster, or to guide and direct and to encourage. We have to shine just as the lamp does, as Jesus tells us. And if it's doing its job, if we are doing our jobs or our roles as Christians, we should be doing the same thing. So the question is then, what is the light that is seen? What are we showing to people? It's more than us just being, you know, good and generous Christians. It's far more than that. The light that shines out of us is the word of God, is the glory of God, is the gospel of Christ Jesus. That is what has changed us. That is what directs us, encourages us, and guides us. It shapes the way that we live, shapes the way that we think, the way that we act, the way that we speak, the things that we do. Is all shaped because of that. That's why we look so different to the world around us. We get our direction from God. Our flame is lit, if you will, by God, by the word of God. It is God who makes us, and to use the parable, he makes us as lamps. It is God who lights us as a lamp, who ignites the wick so that we burn and so that we shine forth. And it's only those who have ears to hear that can do this, not everybody else. Don't expect this from people who are not Christians. Only those who hear the word of God, who accept it and who do it. And listen to how the psalmist describes the word of God here. Now, this is the verse that we would use to back up the parable being applied in another way. Psalm 119, verse 105. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." That's what the psalmist calls the word of God. Here he's saying it's a lamp to him. Because when he lights it, it guides him in where he goes. Reveals to him the best path to take. If you walk in the light, you will not stumble. You may kick your foot, but you will not stumble and be hurt. If you walk in the way of the word of God. Jesus said in John 8, verse 12, he says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Whoever follows Jesus. Well, how do we follow Jesus? We read the scriptures. We obey Jesus. That's how we follow him. By the word of God. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, Paul says this. He says, in their case, so he's talking about people who are not believers, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers. What's the point? Why has he done this? He says, to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. The light of the gospel of Christ Jesus, shining forth in our lives as we go and we do whatever we do each day, desiring to grow in the likeness of him. That's how we shine. That's how we are different to the world around us. It's not us shining ourselves, it's us shining forth the gospel, the light of the glory of Christ Jesus. That's what shines forth. No other religion in this world can say that. No other religion in this world can claim the same truths that Christianity does. They do not have the peace, they do not have the certainty that we do. And so we should be shining forth in every situation, in every circumstance. If we believe it. If we have the ears to hear and we believe it, we should be a light, we should be a beacon compared to every other person in this world. Because none can claim what we can because of Christ Jesus, because of the gospel. We do not hide the word of God under a bed. And Jesus finishes this small parable by saying these words to his followers. He says, for nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. I remember when I was designing Bree's engagement ring with the jeweler, and I would go and have, you know, multiple meetings with him, and we would design how we want it to look and what sort of diamond and all those sorts of things that have to go into designing a ring, and then you need to figure out the size of the finger, which I didn't even think about. But see, these things, when I was designing this ring and I had my desire to propose and to marry Bree, these things were hidden. These things were done in secret. But they were hidden and done in secret so that they could be made manifest. So that it could come to light. There was a reason why I did it in secret, so she wouldn't know, but then it would be revealed when I proposed. It would come to light so she would understand and she would know what I had planned. That's what Jesus is saying here. For nothing is hidden except to be made manifest. Nor is anything secret except to come to light. It will all come to light. Now see, he told them this secret. He told his close followers this secret. He told them about the kingdom of God. It was only to his followers that he explained the parables. He didn't explain the parables to the great crowd of followers. It was only to these close disciples and those people who were with him. And he spoke in parables to the crowds so that they would hear but would not understand. And the reason that he spoke to them was to his close followers. Is so that they would now become the light. They would now be the lamps that were to shine forth and reveal these things, make manifest the truths to the people and to the world around them. That's what we had to do as Christians. We have the Bible. We have the Word of God. You can take it down the street and you can ask people in the street, do you believe this? Do you believe this is the Word of God? And probably these days, say what, 8 out of 10 would say absolutely not. We do not believe. So we are the lamps. We are those people who have been lit by God, who are shining forth for God to reveal to them, to make manifest to them that this is true. This means something. That's why Jesus says to them, verse 24, pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it'll be measured to you, and still more will be added to you. Pay attention to what you hear, disciples, and pay attention to what you hear, Christians, what we read as Christians. Do we listen to the word of God? Do we obey the word of God, or do we follow some televangelist and their nutty schemes? Do we shine the light for Christ, or do we shine the light for something else? This means, what truth do we hear? What do we listen to? What do we desire? Do we read our Bibles? Do we want to grow in the love and the knowledge of Christ Jesus? If you hear, if you read good doctrine, if you desire good theology, then you will benefit from these things. It will increase, Jesus is saying. If your lamp is lit now, if you are shining forth for Christ now and you desire him more and you want to grow in the love and the knowledge of him more, you will begin to shine out even more. That's what he's saying to them. For to the one who has, more will be given. The one who is glowing for Christ, who desires Christ, who is being a beacon to the world around them, you'll be doing it even more. More will be given to you. Or if there's somebody who doesn't want to go to church, who doesn't want to go to Bible study, who couldn't care less about going to a Christian gathering, well, then even what you have, Jesus says, that will be taken from you as well. There's the warning. Even what you have, that will be taken from you, taken away. To the one who has a bright, shining light, it will shine more and more for Christ as they grow each day in the love and the knowledge of him. As a Christian, as you grow in these things, you'll continue to seek him. Seek out his word, read his word, grow, be encouraged, be built up, be the lamp that you were made to be. And Jesus says you'll be blessed for this. But if you're a lamp that does nothing, that hides under a bed or under a basket, he says, well, what you have will be taken from you. If your light doesn't shine forth now for the glory of God, it will one day shine forth in your death and your judgment, because God will be glorified either by your life or by your death. And he cast every lamp that does not shine for him, that is not working, into hell. And so we must ask the question, are we a lamp on a stand? Are we there so the world around us can see us? And do they know that we shine, not for this world, but we shine for Christ Jesus? Or are we a lamp that hides under our beds? Hides behind other people, hides behind other Christians, to pretend like our lamp's lit up as well? Do we light up the lives of the people around us, or do we blend into the darkness? Are we unrecognizable? If you have ears to hear, if you know the gospel and believe, then you need to shine. You are expected to shine forth. Because Jesus said to those who hear him and obey him, you are the light of the world. Matthew 5. And without a light shining in this world, no one will see the glory of God. Nobody will see the glory of the gospel unless we as Christians shine forth and be the beacons in this world. Let's bow, let's pray. Well, Father, we thank you for this parable that our Lord Jesus spoke, and we thank you that we can apply it in such a way to our lives that we know how important it is for us to live in such a way that we are light in darkness, that we are so different to the visible world around us, to the people around us. And yet we also know that this is so difficult to do. And so we pray that you give us boldness and strength and encourage us to do this. Help us to be the light in darkness. Help us to speak the truth in love. And help us to reveal the glory of the gospel to the people around us. Give us strength to do this, we pray. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.